And someone told me Memorial Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far. Next Monday, right? Is that where right. we're at here on mm-hmm. this month of May? Is kind of hard to figure it out, but we're coming upon Memorial Day, our first national holiday to happen during the pandemic, and traditions like parades and ceremonies either canceled or postponed. But how do you honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice? Well, here to help us getting some ideas out there is Major General Jonathan Woodson. He's the Army Reserve Medical Command Commanding General. He'll talk a little bit about the Army Reserve and Memorial Day. Major General, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting time. We all want to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their lives for our country, as we honor them on Memorial Day. And there's usually the towns with their parades and gatherings. How do you see this Memorial Day taking place, even on a national scale?
Yeah, Bruce, as you have rightly pointed out, this year is quite different. The large parades and the gatherings will not take place. But, you know, there's still an opportunity for every American to take time to reflect on the service and sacrifice of patriots that have been called forth to defend this nation and given their lives. So there's an opportunity to begin with discussing family members who might have been part of the greatest generation that have served and sacrificed, or perhaps even service members of more recent campaigns that have given the ultimate sacrifice, and share those stories and learn about what they've done and what their service. There's an opportunity to learn about events, military history, and how difficult sometimes it is to serve, and in that way gain a greater appreciation of service and sacrifice to this nation. There's an opportunity also to learn about memorials and maybe memorials in small communities where individual members of that community have served and sacrificed. We want everyone to ensure that they doing social distancing if they go out to these memorials, but there are lots of opportunities to quietly reflect on what people have given in support of this nation.
And that is one of the things that really is important about that day, is sort of a little bit of the reflection. On a normal time, Memorial Day is kind of like the kickoff of the summer season. It's kind of another Monday holiday. These days, though, people have been at home, so the routine is not what it was, and maybe it doesn't have that same impact, but it could maybe have more of an impact on how you maybe want to reflect on that day rather than just use it for a cookout.
Well, absolutely. You know, in the circumstances of this COVID crisis, where we've had to mobilize soldiers to support the response, it is an opportunity for, I think, Americans to understand how important the military is to the nation, and again, learn stories of folks who have served. So in some ways, it becomes even more important this year.
You mentioned about the Army Reserve involved in the COVID-19 fight. We see things related to the National Guard, how they get mobilized. What do you know that the Army Reserve has been involved with? Is there anything about that you could tell us?
Well, remember, the Army Reserve, it was organized originally back in 1908 for medical support. It was originally mobilized as a medical corps support care for soldiers in time of war. But if you fast forward, we have nearly 200,000 skill-rich soldiers who provide skills to support many contingency operations. In this case, we've mobilized a number of soldiers, over 2,800, to support direct medical care in FEMA field hospitals or embedded in hospitals and hospital systems around the country to provide support to communities for care of patients with COVID. So it's very important that I think Americans understand the importance of the Army Reserve to the defense of this nation, not only in traditional wars, but also in crises such as this.
And Major General, why was it that you, back in the day, decided to become part of the Army Reserve?
Well, that's a great question, and it stems from the fact that many folks in my family served, even at more difficult times. And so service was always part of what was considered important in the family, and I wanted to serve. Didn't expect at that time that it would serve for 35 years, but as they say, it's all history as you find out how important the service is and what you can give back to the nation.
Can you tell us about the National Moment of Remembrance that's taking place on Memorial Day?
Well, I think it's important for every American to remember, again, those that have served and sacrificed in all wars, and what it means in terms of giving that last full measure of devotion. It's a various important issue for Americans to understand.
We're talking today with Major General Jonathan Woodson, again with the Army Reserve Medical Command Commanding General at the Army Reserve and Memorial Day. Well, here Memorial Day, we know about Veterans Day. What's the major difference between those two holidays and how they are celebrated?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's often confused. So Memorial Day is that opportunity to remember those that have fallen in service to this nation. And Veterans Day is an opportunity to remember, thank those who have served in the military, many of whom may still be alive or even serving, and thank them for their service. So Memorial Day is specific for remembering those who have fallen.
Right. And especially this year, you talk about how this are sort of honoring with maybe not those parades and those, maybe they'll have a quiet ceremony or at a distance, or there'll be a place that people can go somewhat isolated on their own, not as a group gathering. But as we are still in, there are still people that are, you know, our soldiers that are dying every year. So there are, unfortunately, new names that get placed on the plaque or put in some garden somewhere as well, too, right?
Well, absolutely. And that's why we need to remember those who have fallen as a result of recent campaigns and service overseas, even as we speak. And the other group to remember is that there are many missing in action that we continue to be able to identify and are repatriated. And it may be an opportunity for Americans to find out about those individuals. If you read the newspapers, occasionally throughout the year, they'll identify individuals that have been identified from Korea or World War II that are repatriated, or Vietnam that have been repatriated. And these are compelling stories as well.
Well, we will honor those in Lorain County coming up on Monday, and we'll look forward to a better Memorial Day, as they say, sort of ahead as far as the way we can honor them. But we can all take a moment and pause on Monday to remember those who have fallen. And as many people have already started to fly their flag during this COVID-19 crisis, they could put it at half staff at noon on Memorial Day for the national mourning that will be taking place. Major General, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the words.
Thanks for having me on, Bruce.